Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Lou Peck, contributing editor to Bethesda Magazine. Lou, you've been watching some of the political skirmishes that are going on down there, and there's one really quite interesting one involving someone who's been in the House of Delegates and someone else who is currently in the House of Delegates wanting to succeed Senator Jenny Forehand.
Yeah, Montgomery County, as you know, has a reputation for somewhat genteel form of politics, and one of the parlor games this year has been to try to select the nastiest race going in the county, and this is clearly a contender. The two candidates who have sort of been circling each other for months finally met in a debate, and it was clearly gloves off. Cheryl Kagan, the former delegate, went after Lou Simmons, the current delegate, for everything from his style to his history. He was a Republican before he became a Democrat, but one of the central issues in this debate and in the campaign has been the whole issue of domestic violence and Simmons' record on it.
And he apparently has voted against some proposals along these lines and then, I guess, moderated himself a little bit.
He obviously has been arguing that he's had a number of bills that he's passed into law that have worked to stem domestic violence and feels he's being maligned here. But in short, what happened was 4 years ago, there was a very heated debate over whether or not to relax the standard of evidence required in Maryland to obtain a protective order in domestic violence cases. He fought relaxing that standard at the time. Women's groups were very critical. He was saying he was simply trying to protect the due process rights of some defendants who had entered into consent orders. This year, he did actually co-sponsor the bill that Brian Frosch pushed through the legislature that did indeed relax the standard. He said he did it because he got the other piece of this, the provision that would, he said, protect the due process rights of some of the people who were party to the consent orders. There's some suspicion, obviously, that, well, he would not admit this, that he essentially shifted course because this has become such a hot issue.
You know, Lou, I think it's interesting, and we ought to point out that the two of them are trying to succeed one of the most genteel and well-liked senators down there, Jenny Forehand. She's been there for a long time, and it's been the kind of, probably the kind of senator that that county likes.
She's been around since 1978 and is a delegate, and then went to the Senate in 1994, and I think clearly is representative of a whole generation and era of Montgomery County politics, which may now be passing. The interesting thing is that while Lou Simmons was saying for the past year that he was getting ready to run against her, she ultimately decided to retire. 4 years ago, Cheryl Kagan ran against her, and it was a fairly hard-hitting campaign, but in this particular campaign, she's come back and endorsed Cheryl Kagan.
Lou, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Lou Peck, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.